This is Texans Huddle, brought to you in part by Verizon, America's largest 4G LTE network. Amegy Bank of Texas, the official bank of the Houston Texans. And by Texas Emergency Care Center. Any emergency, day or night, ready or not, we are. And by MD Anderson, making cancer history. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And we've got a lot to get to in the next 30 minutes. In fact, the ninja will stop by. We'll visit with Antonio Smith. But, Mark, first things first, let's get right to this one. A tough loss for the Houston Texans.
Patty, this is about as tough as it gets, you know. And I've lived through them all. I've been here since the inception of the franchise. And I remember all the tough ones, VY in overtime and Rosencopter and all those games. And this is right up there with the most painful. But there's a big difference, and I was talking to Owen Daniels about this, in that it's relatively early. This is the best team they've ever had. And there's plenty of time remaining for their dreams to still come true. Clearly, they have to play better. They have to avoid those big mistakes. We talked about it last week. They didn't do it in this game. And I think the guys, with that player-only meeting on Monday, moved forward very quickly because they have a tough one this coming weekend.
All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the player meeting a little bit later on in the show. But first things first, let's get right to the highlights in this week's Texans Rewind.
After a frustrating loss last week, the Texans are hoping home cooking can get them well. Turbin starts left and he's blasted by Watt for a loss. Wants to throw it again, looking, and he fires downfield. Hits Graham across the five, rock and roll, touchdown Houston. Wilson gets the snap, here's pressure, and Wilson's going to go down. Watt and the Ninja get there and make a Wilson sandwich out of him.
Three of the four Texans game this season have come down to the last play of the game. Unfortunately, on Sunday, the Seahawks were on the receiving end of the walk-off victory when Steven Hauschka hit the 45-yard field goal in overtime.
45-yard attempt for Hauschka. The snap is down. He'll kick it from the left hash. Kick is up. And it's good. The Texans lose in overtime.
It hurts. It hurts bad. You know, we were playing very well. We had a lot of big plays in the game against a very good defense. You know, we moved the ball. Got to midfield a bunch in the second half and had to punt. But, you know, used some clock and put their offense backed up. And, you know, our defense was playing well. So, yeah, it hurts real bad, you know, knowing all how important the game was. And it's a very good opponent, and we had them on the ropes.
It was the cliche tale of two halves as the Texans put up 20 points in the first half before losing Brian Cushing to a concussion, and seemingly everything changed.
First and goal at the three, Lynch in the backfield with the second-year quarterback who's putting on a show. Wilson tosses the ball to Lynch, running left, wide open, real estate, touchdown Seattle.
He is one of our greatest playmakers within the defense, and having him not there, you know, kind of sucks, but I mean, even though, we've got to be able to, you know, suck it up and play ball.
Late in the fourth quarter, Matt Schaub was picked off by Richard Sherman, resulting in his third pick six in as many games.
Schaub fakes the gift, throws it backside right, and it's picked off by Sherman across the 50. No way! 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, touchdown Seattle! It happens again!
I'll be honest with you, I take responsibility. I put him in a bad situation as a coach. Obviously, we got to protect the ball, but, you know, I put him in a bad situation, you know. I should run the ball there and punt and play defense, you know, but trying to be aggressive and trying to make a play, and we didn't end up killing us, you know, hurting us. So, I take my responsibility. I could have obviously called a hell of a lot better play.
The loss was the Texans' second straight and puts them at 2-2 heading into Sunday night's game in San Francisco.
You never want to take an L, but, this is one of those things. I feel like we played hard. We just didn't play very smart. And, you know, I could live with that rather than, yeah. The converse of that, so we'll be all right.
This sucks. Nobody likes to lose, especially like this in your own building. This isn't fun, man. I was sick of it after one loss.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. We'll have plenty more with Mark breaking it down and looking forward to San Francisco when we come back. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. Mark, you alluded to and mentioned the team meeting that Arian Foster called. Antonio Smith also stepped up, took a big part in it. We'll hear from him later on in the show, but you had him on your radio show. Just tell us kind of what he said and what you know about what came out of that team meeting.
Well, first of all, Patty, the interesting thing is that Arian Foster calls the meeting, and not the first person I would think about to do this, yet if you think more deeply, maybe he is the guy because he hears all the noise around town, and I think what they wanted to do is filter out the noise. Antonio Smith told us that on Tuesday during his radio show, that they needed to shut out the outside, put it behind them. You know, Antonio was part of an Arizona Cardinals team that was horrible down the stretch in the regular season one season, but they put it together in the playoffs and made the Super Bowl, and that's what the Texans, of course, would like to do this year. The players talked about it.
I told them, you know, part of my story in Arizona, and then last year we made that Super Bowl run. You know, we started off hot and feeling ourselves and then ended like trash. And then went into the playoffs. It humbled us and went into the playoffs. And everybody had to check their egos at the door. You know, everybody had to put the team first before yourself, you know. And I just told them that story and told them that we got to make a decision. And the decision is we want to be a Super Bowl team or we want to be a flashy team that make plays here and there and that everybody talks about and then go to the second round of the playoffs and end up losing. You know, I said, oh, do you want to be the team? And I emphasized the word team, you know, that is in the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, you know, because you're not going to win the Super Bowl if you're not a team. Every team that has a lot of talent and just makes a lot of flashy plays a lot of times, you know, whenever they meet a team, kind of like we did last year, you kind of lose.
So, Mark, hopefully with what Antonio said, and they all seem like they're on the same page, but just kind of your thoughts on how Matt actually can rebound from this. Obviously, we've heard a lot of talk about he deleted his Twitter account. He's just taking a beating from the fans. How can he kind of come back and move forward?
Yeah, it's all mental, Patty, because clearly he has the skills. You see what he did in the first half of that game. He was dealing against the Seahawks, who at the time were the number one defense in the league. Now the Texans are. Matt Schaub has all sorts of capability, but he made the gigantic mistake again at the end of the game. So it's a mental thing. He's got to put that away and move on. He has his full support of the teammates. As far as the Twitter account goes, he hadn't been on Twitter since, I think, December or something. I logged on a couple of weeks ago to see what he was up to as I was promoting something we were doing with him, and he hasn't even used it. I think he just said, forget it, I'm done with social media. And I don't blame him, Patty. He's got to tune out the noise. You know how it is around town with Matt Schaub right now. It's tough for a lot of starting quarterbacks in this league. Joe Flacco threw 5 picks last week. Matt Ryan is 1-3. Eli Manning is 0-4. Schaub has good company in this. And you know what? Other players who have thrown pick sixes in 3 consecutive games, John Elway and Peyton Manning. You have to think about stuff like this and keep things in perspective. There's a lot of season left. You got to play well. Hopefully he can play better.
Well, he showed he can play better and he can play well. Let's talk a little bit about that first half. And it was as well as the Texans have played all season long and probably going back further to last season.
Yeah, and the things we talked about last week came into play. They made practice last week more competitive, more 11-on-11 stuff as opposed to when you might normally do 7-on-7. Just things like that. Give him some different looks. And he responded very well through 2 touchdown passes, Garrett Graham and Arian Foster, and numerous other good plays, including this one to Owen Daniels, which is our HCC Go Get It moment as OD made a diving catch. So Schaub had a little help from his friends, threw the ball very well. But in the second half, Patty, the defense of Seattle started to make some noise. The Texans were having great difficulty moving the football, and clearly they made the big play of the game.
Well, the Texans defense played very well as well, but with Brian Cushing going out late in the game, the second half really kind of changed the whole dynamic. Just talk a little bit about that and then where you expect him to be moving forward.
Yeah, the Texans have the number one defense in the league right now, yardage-wise. They did give up that 98-yard drive. Russell Wilson started to make plays with his legs. That was a huge difference. Cushing, as you said, went out, and they just weren't quite the same without him in there. And then in overtime, look, I can't fault the defense. I mean, the Texans had the ball twice in overtime and couldn't move it. So no excuses here. But the defense had a couple of bad penalties, one of them a horse collar, one of them a Kareem Jackson unsportsmanlike conduct. So you saw that they did contribute to this slightly, but it's really an offensive issue, I think, because the defense overall has been fantastic since that first half against San Diego.
All right, Mark, stick around. We have to take another time out here on Texans Huddle, but when we come back, we will visit with the ninja Antonio Smith, and then Mark will come back a little bit later on to look forward to San Francisco. Stay with us. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com and vote for the Whataburger Player of the Month. September's nominees include Earl Mitchell, nominated by the Ninja, Antonio Smith. Garrett Graham was selected by fellow tight end